Hi, this is Kasdan.
Hey, Kasdan, how's it going? Right here
Hey,
with Huff and
great.
Mazer?
Who am I talking to? Awesome. How's it
Perfect.
going, man?
Well, not too bad. Just starting the day. It's almost 10:21 here. So tell me about yourself. How's the day coming along?
It's good. We're just out here in Utah, getting things rolling, about to head out for lunch after this call, so it's going well.
All right, sounds good. You said you're in Utah, right?
Yep, Utah.
Okay. All right, so Kasten, tell me about it. What kind of app are you looking for, and how can we be a good fit
Sure.
for you?
Sure. So we're looking to, we need to, we're talking to a few different developers right now about trying to figure out the best route to go. But what we're looking to do is an application that will be K-pop, so Korean pop specific.
Right.
And within that application, we want to have like probably six or seven different tabs or pages. One we want to have is news and updates. One we want to have is a digital FM, so the hosting capabilities for podcasts and digital FM radio. The other we'd like to have is a video library where we can have a conglomerate of embedded YouTube links so that we can with filtered options there to build out a unique experience for the users so they can search for their favorite artists, their favorite bands, or different keywords within
That
those
is going to be
embedded
linked to
YouTube
YouTube,
links.
right?
Yep,
Okay.
link to the YouTube. And then we'd like to have an article library. So with the admin panel, so a big piece of what we're doing is we're producing a K-pop magazine. So we have a lot of freelance writers and a lot of articles being written. And those articles are multimedia rich. So we have photo, video, text, and audio
Okay.
in these articles. So we need to have a page that can be the home for the articles. And then we'd like to have a photo library landing page where our users can jump in and download wallpapers that our team has, received high resolution photos and then edited them into wallpaper form so that our users can jump in and download wallpapers as well.
Okay,
So,
that'd be ready-made, right?
say that again.
The wallpapers you're talking about, they'd be ready-made, and they just have to, you need a section where you could upload those wallpapers,
Yes.
so people can download them, and they could use them as
Yes.
wallpapers as it is.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And
Okay.
an important piece of the application is that we will be doing a freemium model with the application. So as a new user downloads the application, there would need to be, the welcome page where they create an account with an email, email address, the typical way. And then we would like it to be a freemium service. So we're still deciding on what that would look like, but we're thinking, first 2 weeks free, and then after 2 weeks, it would be a $4.99 a month subscription model.
Right, that makes sense. But there's like you kind of mentioned, there's a couple of ways to go about that as well. The other way, apart from what you mentioned, whereby there's a free trial for 2 weeks, and then you could upgrade, or you'd be automatically upgraded
Yep.
to the premium model. The other way to go about
Yep.
it is the freemium, methodology, as we call it, whereby a part of the application could be free, and the rest of it could be the paid version
Sure.
that users would have to
Sure.
upgrade to in order to get access to.
Exactly. Yep. So we're still deciding on which route we want to go there, whether we're going to do the freemium or whether we're going to do the free trial with an auto premium subscription after the fact. So, but really the point of this call is a lot of discovery to see, what it would look like for you guys from a menu itemization to know how much would each of these features cost. How do you guys go about the payment? Is it a one-time fee or is it a monthly annual subscription? Anything like that. So that's why we're trying to figure it out.
Okay, so all those are good questions. So let me first introduce you to Huff and Mazer better. And I think you're looking at the website. You were on the portfolio page as well. I will send you a company profile too. So we've been in business for almost a decade, just less than a decade so far. And, you know, we do a lot more than mobile application development. We work in blockchain. We work in generative AI as well. But mobile application has been, you know, the service that we started out with. And then it is, you know, our forte as well. Now, how we work, right? So how we work is we do custom, we do custom mobile applications. In no way would we use themes. We don't use templates. We don't use anything off the shelf because of the limitations that come with them, right? So that said, whatever we build is going to be an open source technology. So, you know, it's whether that be React.js or whether that be Angular, or whether that be Node.js, whatever technology we use, that is going to be open source, just so you're not held hostage by a corporate. And, you know, even if, and you, then you're not held hostage with us as well. I mean, if you, at any time in the future, to maintain the application or to make any kind of version updates, even if you'd like to take it to another developer, they just have to be proficient with the framework that we've used, whether that be React or Angular or whatever that is. And, you know, they could pick off from where we left off.
Okay.
Right. Now, we strictly work for hire. So we you know, whatever we build for you, we don't take any kind of royalties or we don't keep any, you know, we don't stay involved into the revenues or your, you know, the success of your application after it has been completed. And that essentially means the 100% ownership of the, you know, the not just the application, the final product, but everything that goes into it, including any kind of media use, any kind of libraries use, all that is going to belong to you. And that comes written, documented on our contract as well. Sweet.
Okay.
Right. Now, about the payments and about how we essentially charge you for the development, it is going to be one time.
Uh-huh.
We give you a fixed price quote before we onboard you. So this discovery session, even if you wouldn't have asked for it, we would have, you know, conducted a pre-onboarding discovery with you, which spans over, say, a call or multiple calls. The idea of which is to make sure we have enough details to be able to come to a fixed price and then come to a timeline that we can quote you, say, for something like this, we'd be looking at somewhere about four and a half months. But I'll give you a final timeline before, you know, we end this call. So just to give you an idea that the, you know, the pre-onboarding discovery we do, that is to, you know, get to a fixed price and then to be able to get to a timeline and the kind of resources we need to bring this app together from scratch until, you know, to finish, which means towards deployment on the app stores, both Android and, you know, the Apple App Store.
Sure.
Right. Now, after this, we do give a 90 days warranty as well, whereby, you know, it's going to be more like a 90 days a complimentary retainer, whereby we maintain the application for you, and if there's any kind of bugs or if there's any kind of problems with the application, we take care of that for the first 90 days, which begins from the first day after the app has been deployed on the app stores.
Okay.
Right. And now once the 90 days has been completed, from there, it's entirely optional, which does not come with the first contract. However, you could retain us to maintain the application for you in the future as well, and that would be on a monthly or yearly basis.
Okay, and what does that typically look like?
Well, for that, in terms of
monthly or annual retainer.
Right, so in terms of prices, that is going to be a flat 2% of the original development cost that we give you, the cost of the first contract, it'll be 2% of that cost. That would be per month on the maintenance retainer. So if you go on a yearly plan.
Per month, so 2% annually paid per month or 2% monthly, so a total of 24% annually?
A total of 24% annually. So if you go for a 12-month plan, then you get the 2% pricing. If you go with a monthly plan and you want to pay on a per month basis, then it's going to be 2.5%.
Okay. So you have to pay annually. Okay, that makes sense. 2% monthly. Okay.
On the annual payment.
So if month to month, if month to month, it's 2.5%.
You got it. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Right now, so Kasten, tell me this, first of all, do you need the applications for both Android and the iOS, or are you looking to do this in phases?
We would need both. And do you guys do the Google Store as well, and you'd also do Huawei, the Chinese app store?
Okay, so we can do the Huawei version as well. However, the first price that I quote to you is going to include a deployment for the Android and the iOS. And whatever contract we do, or whatever, you know, the total project is going to include deployment on the app stores as well, which is Android and the iOS. If you need the Huawei version, we'd add that on top. And, that is going to come at a separate pricing.
Okay. So the Google Store is not included in the original development. Is that an add-on as well?
No. Google Store is included. That's the Android version, right? So Android is Google.
Oh, gotcha.
Google
okay,
Play
sorry.
Store? Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Sounds good.
Right, so whatever we'll talk about, that is going to cover for both the Android and the iOS, and then if you decide to do the Huawei version as well, I'll give you a separate pricing for that too.
Great.
Now, coming back to the features, Kasten, you mentioned about the news and updates. You mentioned about the FM station. This probably is where, you know, the most legwork is going to go into. But I think good for you that we've done, you know, at least two applications that kind of work in a similar format as to what I am thinking this would look like, right? So if you tell me that this is going to have an FM station, we're doing a project called Radius right now. However, it's under the NDA, so I wouldn't be able to show you much, but I can tell you that this covers more like a new way of discovering FM stations, and for every user to be able to set up their own FM using a sequence of songs, and then entering transitions within them. So that is in process. It's almost past the design stage right now, but we wouldn't be able to disclose more details until the project has been completed. The other project that we are doing along the lines, that's called Yibber. And Yibber is basically, it's a podcasting application. So more like the Instagram for podcasting, right? So rather than looking at videos and reels and looking at photos, you're going to be looking at podcast audio files with their covers.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And, there's rooms for people to be able to join the a certain podcast room, for example. There's this football league going on, the UEFA league going on. There is a podcast room for UEFA, right? So anyone who would like to speak about it, they can request to be the commentators. They can request to be the host of the podcast, and the other people can join the room, and they can listen to the podcast live, or they can listen to it anytime in the future as well as a recording.
Okay, good to know.
So what's your plan with the FM station? I mean, what are you planning to do with this one?
So with the FM station, we'd like to be able to host different podcasts, whether that are K-pop related, and then also we'd like to have the digital FM to be able to have the ability to have a FM station that's streaming, the hottest K-pop songs. So that our users could jump in and listen to music, and they could also jump in and, listen to the hottest podcasts as well.
Okay. And do you curate those, sequence of songs, or is that going to be embedded from a third-party application?
I don't know yet. We have not decided on that one yet.
Okay. Because that's where, like I said,
No, yeah, and the podcast would definitely be just hosted from, you know, other sources. So that's where we're having conversations with those other sources now as well.
Okay, so that would look like an integration. However, you know, like I said, I mean, the major portion of the legwork is going to go into this part, if I understand this correctly, and therefore we'd have to know whether, you know, the FM side of the application, is that going to be a third-party integration, which usually costs less than, you know, building something within the app, like an in-app feature?
Sure. We would want the in-app feature where we would just need to get the licensing for, you know, the various songs or to be a radio station for the songs so that we would host those within the application.
All right, noted. Okay. So is that all about the features, or do you have something else as well that you'd like to have within the application?
For now, those are the main features that we're wanting to include. I have a hard stop here in 8 minutes, just so you're aware. So I've got to hop off the call in 8 minutes.
Okay, thank you for the update. So I'll try and make this quick for you. So with the information we have, and, you know, we do a scope of work for you as well, whereby we document everything and we, you know, kind of flesh down the features to their bone, each of the features. And that's exactly how we come up with an LOE, that is the level of effort sheet, which we do internally before we can quote you a fixed price. And like I said, I mean, like I mentioned, we don't, you know, charge you on a per hour basis. And then since you have a pretty clear scope of what you're trying to accomplish, I think a fixed price project is going to be a better route for you anyway. So,
okay.
If you're looking for more like a ballpark on how much this would cost, I can give you a ballpark, but that is going to be like a broad one because, you know, I'd still need to go into a bit more detail probably on a second call with you.
Great. Yep.
Right. So as far as I'm also doing some numbers at my end while I'm speaking to you. So, as far as the, you know, whatever we've discussed so far, the Android and the iOS versions for both, for all of these features and news and updates portion and FM station portion with the podcasting sub-feature as well, a YouTube embed to call in videos from YouTube and display them within the application with sorting and filtering features, articles, photo library for wallpapers, and then a premium version of the application whereby, you know, there's going to be subscription management within the application as well. It's a bit of a, you know, complete module whereby, you know, users should be able to track whether how much they've paid. They should have an invoice. They could be able to check payments. They would be able to connect their card to the application as well, which in turn means a payment merchant integration that would be done.
Great.
We'd be looking at somewhere... Granted that we've done, you know, something similar for the FM stations, and we have a few locomotives in terms of, you know, the code patches that we could use within the FM station section. We'd be looking at somewhere about $50,000 and $70,000 is going to be the one-time cost. And this is, by the way,
in the ballpark of $50,000 to $70,000.
$50,000 to $70,000 for entirely onshore development.
Okay, great.
Right?
Okay, great.
How does that compare to the other quotes you received? Sorry?
It's a competitive quote, so that's great to know. And tell me your name again.
Are you speaking with Rick?
Rick. Well, Rick. Hey, thank you so much. Could you please send me an email? And in that email, could you include this ballpark estimate along with that itemization that you just read to me? So that I can have that for our reference as we, you know, figure out where we're going to go moving forward. Very competitive price, and I appreciate your time, but I'm going to have to take off here shortly.
Beautiful. So I'll send you an email, and that's the next step from here. I'll send you a company profile and an optional NDA as well, along with the itemization and the ballpark that I gave you. Anything else that you need from my side before I let you go for the day?
In that email, could you also include notable references to, you know, applications and projects that you guys have already completed? That would be great for our analysis as well.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely. Yeah, good that you reminded. And I'll send that in the company profile too, so you could pull them up and you could use them on the app through the App Store on your own phone as well. All right?
Great. All right. Sounds good. Hey, appreciate your time, and we'll talk again soon.
Well, that is my job. I'll let you go for now, Kasten. Enjoy the day.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Awesome. Thanks.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.